Welcome to BCW Presents. I'm Amy Miller, operator for Ohio Means Job Centers in Area 12, which is Butler, Claremont, and Warren Counties. And today we have in studio Muhammad Mayes, Associate Dean for Strategic Initiatives from Miami University.
Thank you.
And Travis Hunt, Principal at our new Advanced Manufacturing Workforce and Innovation Hub. So you're the principal for the Butler Tech.
That is correct. Thank you. I'm glad to be here this morning.
Welcome. And the three of us are celebrating our grand opening of the Advanced Manufacturing Workforce and Innovation Hub. That just occurred on February 2nd. Let our listeners know why this was such a momentous occasion.
Well, February 2nd was momentous because the timing couldn't be more critical. As you know, today, manufacturing is powered by robotics, automation, connected systems, and smart sensors, and also with AI and real-time data. So employers across Southwest Ohio, as of today, are expanding in several manufacturing sectors, including aerospace, automation, automotive industries, smart infrastructures, and advanced materials. But they are facing a shortage in highly skilled technical talent. So the question is really simple. Are we preparing students for yesterday's jobs or tomorrow's? The Butler Tech, Miami, and OMG partnership started by aligning Butler Tech's engineering programs with our engineering technology programs. We aligned curriculum, competencies, and workforce expectation to create seamless pathways. So this partnership where we coexist, collaborate, and innovate under one umbrella, which we call it AM Hub as well.
AM Hub for short, because Advanced Manufacturing Workforce and Innovation Hub is a lot to say.
It's a mouthful.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And it's across the whole supply chain of education, from K-12 to post-secondary education to the workforce. And this ecosystem, also expanding, as we are talking today, is not limited to engineering, but also is going to different fields, including automation, IoT, construction management, mechatronics, and so on. So it is the launchpad for the future.
The future is here. Travis, why is this so exciting? Why did we have 600 people come to see this, and why did we see it all over social media?
Yeah, so in my opinion, you know, it's one of a kind facility, not only with the equipment that's based within it, but just the concept of it in general. First that I know of a career technical high school working with a local college, prestigious Miami, as well as our business partners, all coming together in one ecosystem to collaborate and not just react to a shortage of workforce, but actually to be proactive in developing it right here in our backyard, which will not only benefit Hamilton, Miami University, but our greater community, our greater region, and I believe eventually the nation.
Wonderful. So what exactly is advanced manufacturing? I have a little cheat sheet here. You know, advanced manufacturing is a sector, and within that includes a lot of things. I have engineering, industrial machinery, production and animation, robotics, and then the safety and quality assurance. So what programs and classes are students learning within those?
Yeah, so at Butler Tech, they'll start off as sophomores. They'll take basic engineering classes, principle of engineering, engineering design, move into automation, AutoCAD, things like that. But ultimately, it's really just combining the skill sets, the sectors you talked about, in a collaborative way to create new opportunities.
In engineering technology, we have several programs that support advanced manufacturing, and also is known to be more flexible for different learners, including adult learners, traditional students, And we offer associate degrees, two years to completion degrees, as well as four degree traditional bachelor degrees in different areas, including the robotics engineering technology, electrical and computer engineering technology, industrial and mechanical engineering technology, and applied sciences. All of that together can create different kind of talents that addresses the in-demand jobs in Ohio.
Yes, and I have the numbers in front of me. I mean, this, when you say, Travis, this is like a proactive plan, and that, Muhammad, that this is the future. I mean, these numbers are staggering. We see that our area alone is going to need industrial engineers, mechanical engineers, architectural managers, chemists, aerospace engineers, computer and office machine repairers, as well as all the first line supervisors, production operating workers, welders. The list goes on and on. And these aren't the kind of jobs that people don't want. I mean, they are well paid. The return on your investment will be made when you get that bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or even the certification program. It's all right here in front of me. The reason people are saying advanced manufacturing means that the skills are needed more now than ever. However, that's why this is the reason behind all that. And then I'm also reading here the top industry recognized credentials, which is something Ohio Means Jobs has funded for a while now, with our funding that's available to people who are eligible. People can get their CDL, their commercial driver's license, Six Sigma certification, HVAC certification. The list goes on and on. So the idea is we need folks to be prepared so that our area can make the products that we need, that can supply the demand that is needed for this very important industry. You hear people all the time talking about manufacturing is the heart of it all. I mean, you have to have a strong system in order to be resilient as a society. Like, this is really important work.
Yeah, what we think about manufacturing today is a little bit different from what we were doing it 20 years ago. So advanced manufacturing as of today refers to modern production systems. And that modern production system is still evolving. Now it's becoming more powered by AI. For example, in this system, you will see robotics, automation, digital modeling, connecting machines, a lot of data and precision technologies. And all of that together, what is defining advanced manufacturing or the AM Hub in our Hamilton Knightsbridge, which is now becoming the home of both the engineering programs in Butler Tech and engineering technology programs in Hamilton and Miami University. And it's the home also for the applied learning. And what we are doing now, we are investing in the infrastructures and in our equipment and capability to make it more intelligent manufacturing, more integrated manufacturing, more technology driven, and also most importantly, up to or the development. I would say the equipment should be up to the state of the art or current to what industry are using.
Yeah, and I'm excited that the AM Hub's in Hamilton. You talked about advanced manufacturing, but the history of Hamilton and the deep roots of manufacturing, all the way from the paper mills to steel, but just advancing that, as Muhammad was talking about with the additive manufacturing, the automation, the precision machining. But one thing that I'm excited about as well in this partnership with Miami University and Butler Tech is the tech beyond the technical skills, the professional skills that students are learning. The communication work, the teamwork, project management abilities, skills that employers that we've talked to, those are the durable skills that they want as well. So it's great that they're learning the technical skills and the theory and the applied learning. a lot of that will be taught on the job as well when they get there, but they'll have the base for it by attending AmHub with Butler Tech or Miami. But those durable skills that the employers talk to us about, that's important as well. So I'm really excited about to see where this can go.
Employers want their workers to be job ready day one. They want them to have the full package as they arrive. And that's not just the technical, but also those, some people call them soft skills. Mm-hmm. That's another thing OMJ offers. We did just launch a 2-hour soft skills workshop. You can find that information online, and anyone is welcome to enroll for no cost, of course, nice. For free. And then I'm also hearing this other term called polytechnic.
Yes. Before I start talking about what is polytechnic to us, I would like just to reveal that Miami University Regional is becoming Miami University Polytechnic, with the AmHub being its cornerstone and launchpad for this model. And Miami University Polytechnic will start in two phases. The first phase is coming soon, is fall 2026, and starting with our engineering technology and some selective IT programs that shows more applied learning. And then this is going to be scaled to all programs in regionals, including liberal arts. The Polytechnic isn't just a name, it's an operating model. I mean, since we started coexisting with Butler Tech, I feel it every day. I see how the student from both sides, Miami University and Butler Tech, working closely in the lab, working together in solving problems. So what I see as an engineer with an engineering background, we are shifting away from this traditional model where we learn theory and often separate theory from application. Rather, becoming this polytechnic model is a theory and practice integrated together. And this is how you will see it in AmHub. Our classes, our facilities are, in fact, equipment and classroom, same time, within the same lab. So for example, what's polytechnic means? I think I want to give some examples to approximate that to the audience. In engineering technologies, the students in the AmHub begin by designing and integrating automation systems, analyze production data, wire industrial control panels, and optimize smart workflow. This is all hands-on. If you go and shift to the IT and cybersecurity, you will see students, for example, in the polytechnic model, working and securing industrial network and protect connected operational system. And again, this is not someone sitting behind the desk and doing the work, rather than someone is on the floor doing the job. And even when I said, you know, the second phase will almost be across the board, all the applied programs, such as, you know, biology, we can think about the biomedical programs. For example, biology students often use instrumentation, so they will be able to apply lab instrumentation, be able to use them, and do analytics to environmental and biotech application. There's a lot of opportunities to collaborate with nursing, for example. Nursing students who often, you know, work closely with the patients, they have ideas, they have concept, but they can work with engineering technology to make this concept into much more prototype. So nursing student can also be trained in simulation technologies. You know, there is a lot of simulation technologies that help them learn faster and apply their knowledge in the hospitals, and also help them to work closely with the smart patient monitoring systems. And the list can go on. For example, we can think about the art and design student using, you know, 3D printing, additive manufacturing, build, you know, their artwork or sculptures. We can think about linguistics and communication students who can be using now today's AI tools to improve in their writing and drafting technical reports for engineers. Sometimes these reports are very complex in nature and requires thorough analysis. These tools help communication and linguistics students to do it much more effectively. So the polytechnics, in short, is applied learning, where students can work closely with or can transform the theory into practice. And when these all disciplines collaborate, let's say nursing, engineering technology, IT, liberal art, within this polytechnic model, we can see more innovative programs emerging. For example, you will see engineering technology build the system, and we'll see IT secure it. You'll see business evaluate the return of investment. You'll see the health sciences assess ergonomics. And you know, this is what we define the polytechnic as an ecosystem where everyone working closely together and generating the or defining the future jobs.
I heard you say collaboration, and I really think that is the basis for this AmHub, because we know not one entity can fully supply the workforce that's needed for this industry. So we must come together because we know more is needed quickly. I mean, more quickly than we can even imagine. Where do we see this heading? Travis, where do you see this in 5 years or so?
Sure. So I see this really becoming an anchor for the not only the city of Hamilton and Butler County, but the entire region. I see the partnership between Butler Tech and Miami continuing to grow, where students transition seamlessly between one program and the other, maybe into apprenticeships, straight into the job force. But where I really see this going is that manufacturers, companies looking to Hamilton to relocate, to build up their business there, because we'll be providing the skills that are necessary and the pipeline of talent for them to be successful.
Yeah, this is part of the economic development system.
Correct.
What it's heading to is the second part of the advanced manufacturing, which is the innovation hub. So the innovation hub, as we are thinking the future, we're thinking, you know, how we reinforce the relationship and partnership with the industry and how we can bridge the gap between our practices in, you know, academic and also the practice in industry. So what I think the 5 years is gonna have great successes in terms of creating new programs, whether it's a credit bearing or non-credit bearing, vendor certified robotics and automation and machining certification embedded in our curriculum or offered as training modules accessible to students and professionals and long life learners seeking or targeting to improve their skills in different areas. I see startup companies coming out of this relationship. You know, students could think out of the box, come up with ideas, whether it's a part of their classroom or capstone project, or working in an industry-sponsored project, and creating intellectual properties, selling their intellectual properties, collaborating, and also being able to all of us have a more strong alignment with Ohio Mean Jobs, where we make sure that what we offer in our curriculum is exactly what you guys is reporting to us.
You know, the other place I see heading as well, Amy, is that I think that between Butler Tech and Miami, I think it'll actually become a model across the state of Ohio, across the region, across the nation, of just, you know, high schools, colleges, putting our egos aside, mm-hmm. and really diving into the creative and collaborative work that you talked about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Polytechnic is becoming in Ohio, the first Polytechnic, in fact, in Ohio, the Miami University, Butler Tech.
Yeah, we might have to take our show on the road.
Yes, it's going to be nationally recognized, and I think, you know, many institutions will start adapting that concept.
Yeah, I mean, I think all the time how incredibly fortunate we are to be in this part of Ohio where jobs are plentiful. We have a long-standing educational institution such as Miami University, an innovative technical school that's been around for 50 more years that is always thinking outside the box. We have leaders who have this vision and we're able to put it in action. And we have dedicated public servants at Ohio Means Jobs that believe everyone should be afforded these kinds of opportunities. There is a job for everyone. We can help upskill. We can help any kind of barrier to employment and make sure that we're plugging in to these good jobs and to these educational opportunities. They are really for everyone.
Yeah, I think I want to emphasize that, you know, the biggest part of this ecosystem is the industry. I want to make sure that the industry are involved in every step we're doing. So industry can, and we are inviting industry to come and collaborate with us in different ways. We have opportunity to work in senior design projects or design projects for students at different levels of their education. We invite them to connect with us in co-op or internship in curriculum and co-development of this curriculum. And also applied research, problem solving, facility access our facility, entrepreneurship and technology transfer as well. So we want the industry to help us define what they need. And also your office help us validate the workforce data, and we will build together with the Butler Tech the pathways.
Yes, that is what we have in common, that our work is business driven.
Yes.
And it's our job to respond to the needs of businesses. They are telling us what's needed, and that changes rapidly.
Yep. No, I just I think it's important to recognize the local leaders here in the city of Hamilton, Butler County, the Butler County Commissioners, and the role that they played in making AmHub a possibility. With not only their financial support, but just day in and day out support of Butler Tech, of Miami University, of Ohio Means Jobs, and them seeing the need for an institution like this.
It's been really a joy to watch this idea come to life and this building, come back to life and just all the life that's within it. And really cool to see ideas incubate and people to come together and buy into them. And
we're just on the start of it too.
Yes, this is just the beginning. So
yes,
what a great time. Thank you both for joining me today. And if our listeners want more information, they're welcome to reach out to any of us. Or you can find more information at BCW Workforce. You can check out our website. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.